Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I am Subha Kaul with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasizes government's commitment to provide best medical treatment to poor, inaugurates and lays foundation stone of development projects at Nagpur in Maharashtra. Prime Minister highlights global textile waste crisis in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, praises India's efforts to deal with the challenge. Prime Minister urges students to pursue hobbies and develop new skills during summer vacations. Home Minister Amit Shah unveils multiple development projects worth over 800 crore rupees in Bihar. Traditional New Year festivals being celebrated in different parts of the country today. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals to take on Sunrisers Hyderabad in Vishakhapatnam this afternoon, Rajasthan Royals to face Chennai Super Kings in Guwahati in the evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said government's topmost priority is to ensure that the poorest of the poor receive best medical treatment. He said crores of people are benefiting from free medical treatment under the Ayushman Bharat scheme. The Prime Minister was speaking after laying the foundation stone of Madhav Netralay Premium Centre at Nagpur in Maharashtra. He also highlighted the importance of Jan Aushadhi Kendras, where poor and middle-class citizens can access affordable medicines.
आयुष्मान भारत के कारण आज करोड़ों लोगों को मुफ्त इलाज की सुविधा मिल रही है। हजारों जन औषधि केंद्र देश के गरीबों को, मध्यम वर्गीय परिवारों को सस्ती दवाएं दे रहे हैं।
Mr. Modi said Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh RSS volunteers are working selflessly in various spheres and parts of the country. The Prime Minister also highlighted the contributions of RSS founders Dr. Keshav Hedgewar and Madhav Rao Golwalkar in inspiring the national spirit in India.
कहीं कोई एकल विद्यालय के माध्यम से आदिवासी बच्चों को पढ़ा रहा है, कहीं कोई सांस्कृतिक जागरण के मिशन में लगा हुआ है, कहीं कोई सेवा भारती से जुड़कर गरीबों और वंचितों की सेवा कर रहा है। अभी हमने महाकुंभ में देखा, जहां सेवा कार्य वहां स्वयं सेवक।
RSS Chief Mohan Bhagwat, Union Minister Nitin Gadkari and Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis were also present on the occasion. Speaking about the Operation Brahma, the Prime Minister said India is always ready to help other countries.
अभी आपने कल ही देखा है, म्यांमार में इतना बड़ा भूकंप आया है। भारत ऑपरेशन ब्रह्मा के तहत वहां के लोगों की मदद के लिए सबसे पहले पहुंच गया। जब तुर्की में भूकंप आया, जब नेपाल में भूकंप आया, जब मालदीव्स में पानी का संकट आया, भारत ने मदद करने में घड़ी भर की भी देर नहीं की।
Later, Prime Minister Modi also visited the Solar Defence and Aerospace Limited's ammunition facility in Nagpur. He inaugurated the newly built 1,250-metre long and 25-metre wide airstrip for unarmed aerial vehicles, UAVs, and the live munition and warhead testing facility to test the loitering munition and other guided munitions. Earlier, Mr. Modi visited Deeksha Bhumi and paid homage to the chief architect of the Indian Constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. In his message penned in the visitor's diary at the venue, Prime Minister Modi said, building a developed and inclusive Bharat will be the true tribute to Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. The Prime Minister also visited Smriti Mandir in Nagpur this morning and paid homage to memorials dedicated to the founding fathers of Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh, Dr. Keshav Hedgewar and Madhav Rao Golwalkar, popularly known as Guruji. From Maharashtra, the Prime Minister will travel to Bilaspur in Chhattisgarh this afternoon to launch multiple development projects worth over 33,700 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted the challenge of textile waste, saying that it has become a major cause of worry for the entire world. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi expressed concern over a finding that only less than 1% of textile waste is recycled into new clothes. He said India is the third country in the world where the maximum textile waste is generated. He, however, noted that many commendable efforts are being undertaken in India to deal with this challenge. Prime Minister Modi observed that some cities are also carving a new identity for themselves in dealing with textile waste.
भारत दुनिया का तीसरा ऐसा देश है जहां सबसे ज्यादा टेक्सटाइल वेस्ट निकलता है, लेकिन मुझे खुशी है कि हमारे देश में इस चुनौती से निपटने के लिए कई सराहनीय प्रयास किए जा रहे हैं। कई भारतीय स्टार्टअप्स ने टेक्सटाइल रिकवरी फैसिलिटीज पर काम शुरू किया है। वे पुराने कपड़ों और जूते चप्पलों को रिसाइकल कर जरूरतमंदों तक पहुंचाते हैं। कुछ संस्थाएं पुराने कपड़े लेकर उसे दोबारा उपयोग करने लायक बनाती हैं और गरीबों तक पहुंचाती हैं।
Speaking about water harvesting, the Prime Minister expressed satisfaction that works related to water harvesting and water conservation have gained new momentum in many states. Mr. Modi further stated that like every year, preparations have been made on a war footing for Catch the Rain campaign this year as well. He urged listeners to turn the campaign into a mass movement.
जल संरक्षण से ज्यादा लोगों को जोड़ने के लिए जल संचय जन भागीदारी अभियान भी चलाया जा रहा है। प्रयास यही है कि जो प्राकृतिक संसाधन हमें मिले हैं उसे हमें अगली पीढ़ी तक सही सलामत पहुंचाना है। बारिश की बूंदों को संरक्षित करके हम बहुत सारा पानी बर्बाद होने से बचा सकते हैं।
The Prime Minister advised students to take up a hobby and do constructive things during their summer vacations. Mr. Modi asked organizations, schools and social institutions organizing such summer activities to share their programs with the hashtag MyHolidays. He said this will help children and their parents to get information easily. Prime Minister Modi also informed young listeners about the special calendar of My Bharat, which has been prepared for their summer vacation. He shared some unique efforts being made through this calendar. Speaking about the recently concluded Khelo India Para Games, the Prime Minister lauded the players for their dedication and talent. He was pleased to note that more players participated in these games than earlier, which shows the growing popularity of para sports. The Prime Minister also spoke about the Fit India Carnival, which was organized in Delhi for the first time. He urged people to organize such carnivals in their area as well, saying that My Bharat can be of great help in this initiative. The Prime Minister said countdown to the International Day of Yoga is also beginning with less than 100 days left. He urged people to include yoga in their life.
मानवता को भारत की ओर से एक ऐसा अनमोल उपहार है जो भविष्य की पीढ़ी के बहुत काम आने वाला है। साल 2025 के योग दिवस की थीम रखी गई है योगा फॉर वन अर्थ वन हेल्थ, यानी हम योग के जरिए पूरे विश्व को स्वस्थ बनाने की कामना करते हैं।
Prime Minister Modi praised the remarkable journey of the people who went to Mauritius as indentured labourers from India two centuries ago, highlighting how they have created a unique identity for themselves. He said these people preserved the heritage and remained connected to their roots. Mr. Modi shared that when he went to Guyana last year, the Chautwal performance impressed him a lot. He also played audios of popular Phagwa Chautwal of Fiji and Chautwal of Suriname for Mann Ki Baat listeners.
इन सभी देशों में लोग रामायण खूब पढ़ते हैं। यहाँ फगवा बहुत लोकप्रिय है और सभी भारतीय पर्व त्योहार पूरे उत्साह के साथ मनाए जाते हैं। उनके कई गाने भोजपुरी अवधी या मिश्रित भाषा में होते हैं। कभी कभार ब्रज और मैथिली का भी उपयोग होता है।
Mr. Modi also wished the entire nation on the occasion of Chaitra Navratri, which began today. Union Home and Cooperative Minister Amit Shah today dedicated to the nation and laid the foundation stone of several development projects and schemes worth over 800 crore rupees in Bihar. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah praised Prime Minister Narendra Modi for establishing a dedicated Ministry of Cooperation, emphasizing the sector's growth after 75 years of independence. The minister was addressing the gathering at the inaugural session of the Cooperative Conclave in Patna. He credited the cooperative and agriculture sectors for reaching new heights. He also assured that the center is committed to Bihar's development with initiatives like the creation of Makhana Board.
4 lakh crore ke sadak aur pool, 1 lakh crore ke railway ke project, और 2000 करोड़ के एयरपोर्ट के प्रोजेक्ट भी लिया। 8000 करोड़ रुपए से 7 बड़े बड़े पुलों का निर्माण हो रहा है। 31000 करोड़ से 5000 किलोमीटर लंबी रेल लाइन लग रही है। पहली किसान रेल भी देश में हमारे बिहार से ही शुरू किया गया और वन स्टेशन वन प्रोडक्ट पर भी काम हो रहा है।
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle @AIRNewsAlerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The traditional New Year festivals of Chaitra Shukladi, Ugadi, Guddi Padwa, Cheti Chand, Navre and Sajibu Chairoba are being celebrated in different parts of the country today. The day also marks the beginning of Chaitra Navratri. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended greetings to the people on the occasion. In a social media post, President Murmu highlighted that these festivals, celebrated to welcome the spring season and mark the advent of the new year, symbolize unity in India's rich cultural diversity. Vice President Dhankar, in his message, said, "These festivals, known by different names across Bharat, mark the beginning of the traditional new year." Extending his greetings, Prime Minister Modi prayed for the good health and prosperity of all citizens on the occasion. On this auspicious occasion, Akashvani's YouTube channel, Aradhana, is presenting a series of special programs. The channel is offering an immersive spiritual experience for its listeners, which will continue till the 6th of April. The channel is also presenting special features on various Shakti Peets across the country, providing listeners with deeper insights into the sacred sites dedicated to Goddess Durga. In Myanmar, a 5.1 magnitude earthquake struck near Mandalay, which is the latest in a string of aftershocks after Friday's catastrophic earthquake. According to US Geological Survey, a 5.1 magnitude earthquake struck near Myanmar's second largest city today. Meanwhile, the death toll in Myanmar has risen to 1,644 following a powerful 7.7 magnitude quake near the city, brought down scores of buildings and damaged other infrastructure. The rescue operations faced significant obstacles, including damaged roads, collapsed bridges, unreliable communications, and the complexities of working in a nation experiencing civil conflict. The impact resulted in widespread building collapses and damage to vital infrastructure, including the city's airport. The Ministry of External Affairs has informed that 5 Indian Air Force aircraft have landed in earthquake-hit Myanmar's Yangon and Nei Pi Taw as part of Operation Brahma. The aircraft carried HADR materials, 60 parafield ambulance and NDRF personnel. The NDRF team will proceed to Mandalay today, becoming the first rescue team to reach the city for operations. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that India has been actively playing the role of first responder in natural calamities and crisis-like situations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tributes to freedom fighter Shyamji Krishna Verma on his death anniversary today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the great revolutionary's sacrifice and dedication to the nation will always inspire the countrymen. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today wished the people of Rajasthan on their statehood day. In a social media post, President Murmu highlighted Rajasthan's glorious traditions, hospitality and diversity. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals will face Sunrisers Hyderabad in Vishakhapatnam at 3:30 p.m. while Rajasthan Royals will take on Chennai Super Kings in Guwahati at 7:30 p.m. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasizes government's commitment to provide best medical treatment to poor, inaugurates and lays foundation stone of development projects at Nagpur in Maharashtra. Prime Minister highlights global textile waste crisis in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, praises India's efforts to deal with the challenge. Home Minister Amit Shah unveils multiple development projects worth over 800 crore rupees in Bihar. Traditional New Year festivals being celebrated in different parts of the country today. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals to take on Sunrisers Hyderabad in Vishakhapatnam this afternoon, Rajasthan Royals to face Chennai Super Kings in Guwahati in the evening. And with that, we end the midday news.